Jobs's passion for perfection was out of control. When he noticed a tiny line in the chassis caused by the moles, something that any other computer maker would accept as unavoidable, he flew to Chicago and convinced the die-caster to start over and do it perfectly. "Not a lot of die-casters expect a celebrity to fly in," noted one of the engineers. Jobs also had the company buy a $150,000 sanding machine to remove all lines where the mold faces met, and insisted that the magnesium case be a matte black, which made it more susceptible to showing blemishes. Jobs had always indulged his obsession that the unseen parts of a product should be crafted as beautifully as its facade, just as his father had taught him when they were building a fence. This, too, he took to extremes when he found himself unfettered at Next. He made sure that the screws inside the machine had expensive plating. He even insisted that the matte black finish be coated onto the inside of the cube's case, even though only repairmen would see it. Joe Nocera, then writing for Esquire, captured Jobs's intensity at a Next staff meeting. "It's not quite right to say that he is sitting through this staff meeting, because Jobs doesn't sit through much of anything. One of the ways he dominates is through sheer movement. One moment he's kneeling in his chair, the next minute he's slouching in it, the next he has leaped out of his chair entirely and is scribbling on the blackboard directly behind him.